euphoria in northern Cyprus on Saturday night. They voted yes in their referendum, and now they expect some international reward.
I'm Cypriot and I'm European. I hope all the people will be European one day.
I think things should change because we made our contribution to the peace and the other side said no, so I don't think we should pay for that.
Sunday lunchtime and a more mellow mood at the harbour in Kyrenia. But everyone here knows the Turkish Cypriot economy needs a big boost. Internationally isolated, under embargo for 30 years, even a beautiful place like Kyrenia gets only a tiny fraction of the number of tourists who visit the south. Local bar owner Ulut Shonya knows what the EU can do for him.
We have difficulty traveling. This is the biggest problem for us. If we want to improve our tourism here, we need direct flight. We need shipment going to other country directly.
It's not like this place is steeped in poverty, but the standard of living is far lower than in the Greek Cypriot south. People do feel trapped. There are only a handful of flights a day, and they all go to mainland Turkey. So hints from Europe and America of a change in policy have made Turkish Cypriots begin to dream. Flights from London, from Berlin. The finance minister is Ahmed Uzun.
Öncelikle aklıma gelen hava ulaşımında uygulanan ambargonun kalkmasıdır.
The first thing is the direct flights. Then we want other restrictions lifted to allow us to sell our products abroad. I'm expecting direct flights to start within a week.
For years, this has been a strange, struggling economy. The currency is the mainland Turkish lira, and the international postal address is a PO box in Turkey. In fact, if the Turks didn't provide about half the national budget and import goods from northern Cyprus, the whole place would collapse.
Türkiye üzerinden kullanırız. Yani Türkiye...
Halil Depreli, a local businessman, says that without help from Turkey, he wouldn't have been able to export so much as a tiny twig. But now, he wants to stand on his own two feet. Over a game of backgammon on a street corner, the talk among Turkish Cypriots is that their luck may be about to change. But James Kerr Lindsay, a political analyst based in Nicosia, thinks the EU will have to be cautious. It wants to help, but it doesn't want to imply that it recognises the breakaway Turkish Cypriot state.
There are quite important customs implications. There's questions to do with immigration procedures in the north. You could have a number of very, very severe anomalies in international law which have got to be taken care of. And remembering, of course, that as from the 1st of May, the Greek Cypriots will be members of the European Union and could become very troublesome if they don't like these steps.
The Turkish Cypriots may have claimed the moral high ground, but they've won no tangible benefits yet. The EU will have to balance high expectations here with the sobering complexities of international diplomacy.